Welcome back. Ryan Daniels is the only person you speak to in Western Australia when it comes to footy news. Ryan, pretty significant day with the Jack Darling news, who I think is just taken to Instagram. Welcome.
Yeah, g'day, Sam. Jared, how are you going, guys? It's been a busy day. As you said, Jack Darling's just sort of responded to the statement that West Coast put out this morning. To give your listeners some background, the Eagles put out a statement this morning confirming what we all were expecting, which was that Jack Darling hasn't met the AFL's vaccine mandate over here in WA. Today was the day all players and footy staff from the Eagles and Dockers had to have their first dose. Now, Jack hasn't met that. He wasn't at training today. He's cleared out his locker, is my understanding, and he won't be training with the team or using the club facilities for the near future. Now, West Coast have said they're going to support him and they hope he'll be playing soon. This isn't a Liam Jones situation where there's an automatic sort of retirement discussion and he's walked away. This is going to go on a little bit further. And as you mentioned, Jack's taken to social media just now, and there's some conflicting information in there, guys. He's talking about having a medical certificate and that he's got a work-related injury and he's unable to be at training, and he hopes to return to training once he is medically fit. Now, that's where it gets a little hairy.
What does that mean, what he texted?
That's a really good question, Jared. My understanding is, after having a couple of conversations once that came out, was that from West Coast's perspective, they understand it that, you know, he just hasn't met the mandate. There's no issue with injury. He's as fit as he's ever been. Now, what that injury is, he's keeping to himself. He's, from what I understand, looking for medical opinions. My understanding is he's hoping to get a medical exemption. And now the AFL does offer medical exemptions to players if they can prove that they are not able to receive a vaccine. So I think Jack Darling is probably looking at every avenue he can to continue playing, but hasn't met the mandate in this first instance.
Feels like we've been here before, Jared. I mean, I don't know Jack's physical condition, but the guidelines from the AFL, I haven't got them in front of me, but we're pretty close to that of a targie.
Yeah, look, I understand. I know people who've had a medical exemption to go to work. I know one young bloke who has a savage reaction to it, and so he's got a medical exemption. He can't do it for various reasons, and that's why medical exemptions are introduced. But they're not there.
It would be harder for a professional athlete.
They're not there for anti-vaxxers, and I don't know his stance on vaccination, but we found out pretty clearly in the last 2 weeks.
Well, no, he's definitely liked quite a few tweets that are of anti-vaxxer philosophy. He's since gone back and removed.
It'd be a savage blow if he can't play for Adam Simpson and the club.
It'd be significant. He's obviously a key member of what they're doing. I know they've fallen off the pace a little bit, but you know, West Coast would still believe that they've got a little bit of fuel left in the tank. And removing Jack Darling from that, you've still got Josh Kennedy and Oscar Allen, but he's a pretty crucial piece to all of that and how it works. So you talked about the medical exemptions there. For it to work, you can't just go down the road to your GP and get them to sign a certificate. He would have to present to the AFL, have to be an AFL-approved doctor, usually a club doctor, or one that the league would nominate, and then he'd have to go for an examination and prove that he is medically unfit to receive a vaccine. So, you know, there is also discussion of a lot of people over here that want this Novavax, one of the new vaccines. It's protein-based. Yep. There's some suggestion that that might be what he's holding out for. But, you know, in the short term, that would mean that, you know, even if he receives a Novavax vaccine, you know, you're looking at a sort of absolute best case scenario of playing in sort of May, June by the time all of those things become accessible. So at the very least, it's a pretty decent setback.
Interesting story, Ryan. Do appreciate it. We look forward to having you in the studio over here sometime, maybe 2026 when you get let out.
Oh, Jared.
I'd have to jump the wall and make a run for it if I'm going to get there, I reckon.